Peggy, good morning. Welcome to the show. Tell us about Billy Joel at Lambeau.
Oh, my gosh. If you could pick a perfect night, you know, weather-wise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a last-minute thing. I went with my daughter who flew in from California and her friend here. I'm a Tulsan, you know. Mm-hmm. Gino, I live in Wauwatosa.
Hello.
yeah, and I lived in Green Bay during the 90s, but I hadn't seen the new Lambeau. He was pitch perfect. And he was, you know, he's comical. I've listened to you guys forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he was doing his Elton John tour,
sure.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
I was educating them on, you know, how he's just a cool guy. He spoke to the Green Bay audience, you know, and the acoustics were excellent.
Really?
And I had just really nice people behind me. He did some offbeat. He actually did a song. I can't remember. He did a song that I hadn't heard. Can you believe that?
Zanzibar?
I'm older than you guys, okay? I'm 64. But, yeah, and I had not seen him. I've seen Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix and stuff, and it was really a treat.
Somebody said there was not a bad seat in the house.
Well, the thing is, they're on the big screen. And,
oh, got it. Okay.
When he did, you know, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Mm-hmm.
He had different things. Or Allentown's not my favorite song. But he had, you know, different
like videos that, yeah, stuff
mm-hmm.
that accompanies the song. Very cool.
He just rocked. He did four
encores.
What do you call it at the end of the
encores? Mm-hmm. Encores.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
and then he brought his roadie on, who did the AC/DC Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
And guess what? We got hit by a deer on Highway 43 on the way home. Highway to Hell. I didn't get home.
Oh yeah.
I'm in the,
Wow.
Oh my god.
Man.
Well, everything's okay though, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay?
We were you know, and I've done, believe me, between Milwaukee and Green Bay, like 1,000 miles a month in the '90s with the you know, the kids. But yeah, so he brought his roadie on, and actually the crowd went nuts with that when he said, well, you can just tell him to get the
his roadie's name is Chainsaw, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Chainsaw.
And he goes,
yeah.
This is the American Idol. Like, it was hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you couldn't hear the clapping so much. It sounded because it's so large.
That's
but
awesome.
He seemed to get more than Billy Joel. It was hysterical.
You're hysterical, Peggy. I think you really. Thank you for the review. We appreciate that. Obviously, a great show. Glad you and your daughter had a good time. We've got Gary on the phone. Gary, tell us about Billy Joel at Lambeau Field.
There was an excellent show up there, and was interesting. We got out of the car several hours before the show. We just got out of the car, set up a couple chairs, poured a drink, and sirens went on. It sounded like a tornado siren. We look around, and here there's a funnel cloud in the sky.
Oh, my God.
To the east of the city, and they ran for a while, the sirens. And this obviously was going the other direction, and I'm not sure it ever hit down, but quite an interesting start. But Billy Joel came in kind of the whirlwind just like that, and he hit everything dead on, and the guy still got excellent energy, and he just played the hits, and he gave the audience an option early on a couple of hits. He mentioned a couple names of songs, and some of these are pretty old,
mm-hmm.
somewhat obscure songs, but whatever got the loudest applause, that's what they went
mm-hmm.
with, and just excellent, excellent sound. The only beef I had is I don't know why they don't turn those jumbotrons on. He had some videos on the side of the stage which were good, but you know, that's a pretty far distance from
people. Oh, I see.
Back then.
Right, right.
Did he mention anything about the Packers? Did he play to the audience in that way?
Yes, he started that. He came in, did two songs, didn't say anything. Then he started talking to the audience between songs, and then he talked about the Lambeau Field stigma and everything there. And I think there. Were, oh, and the crowd started out, "Go Pack, go!" Very loud.
Oh, there you go.
Said that.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty awesome. And he says, "Who's the Packers?"
Oh yeah,
oh,
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he played it up. Another interesting thing is. Warm night and some bugs under those lights. He had a fly swatter on his piano, and he made a big thing out of cracking flies and swatting them away. And it was comical. But
that's awesome.
He gave us our money's worth.
All right, thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling the show, Andrea, it was a special night for you, wasn't it? Andrea, was your birthday? They tell me.
Yes, it was my birthday.
Which one?
51st.
51st. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Better than last year because I broke my elbow on my 50th.
Ooh. Ouch.
So this was awesome. But Billy Joel was on my bucket list. He's not usually my genre. I'm a headbanger. But I'm telling you right now, I did not sit down the whole time, and there wasn't a bad seat in the house. We were off to the right, but close enough where we saw everything, and the drummer was wearing a Balaga jersey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that definitely the Packers were represented. We were doing the wave, and just awesome. We took a shuttle from a downtown bar, so we didn't have to drive, and
good.
It was amazing. I was supposed to take my mom, but she was leery about the walking, which I was lucky because I got blisters on my feet from running in flip-flops to get to the shuttle bus after it was over.
Okay. Well, it's good she didn't go then.
Yeah, but yeah. It was amazing. I would recommend him to anybody, even if you're not a big Billy Joel fan. You got to see him live. I mean, he sounds like his CD still at his age.
Wow.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, thanks, Andrea. Really appreciate the call. And we have time for one more. Jeff, how was Billy Joel?
It was really awesome. It was a really, really cool day because we went early and we checked out the Title Town Brewery. It was really neat. I was recommended by some Packer fans, but we got to see that tornado. I was looking over the skyline there while we were watching, and I got to see it form and come down. It was really kind of a scary little sign, but it was a really awesome day, and his encore was almost like another set. It was really, really, and for, like she said, for his age, he really hit the notes good.
All right, well, Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate it. We got a really nice long email in here from Gary at the VA. He says, Billy Joel, concert event of a lifetime. Tons of energy, no backflips, but he was rocking back and forth in that piano stool. He paid homage to the Packers, telling the crowd, Lambeau, so this is where you guys freeze your asses off. He played some unexpected tunes, as well as Dealer's Choice on a couple. He gave the audience a choice between Longest Time and Innocent Man. Glad he went with Longest Time. My daughter's a huge Beatles fan. He loved and loved his rendition of A Day in the Life. There was something for everyone. And other band members sang other songs, played a little Zeppelin. Glad to see Mark Rivera on sax. Not Marco.
Not Rivera. Oh, okay, shoot.
No. Ted Thompson sent him packing years ago.